Time to talk some Cavaliers basketball, but let's get a little highlight. Let's just
run to the left of the key, and the delay, lost it off his foot, picked up by Mitchell, ahead to Jetty, bounced to Mitchell, pow! Oh my! A thunderous dunk from Donovan Mitchell.
Off the defense, Tim, a deflection that led to that dunk.
They heard that one down below in Penn Station. Oh my! Donovan Mitchell drawing oohs and ahs from the crowd.
Tim, I wonder if your producer's ears, headphones popped off when that. That there's two technical things: the sound of the backboard, the mic, and then your pow. All of that probably sent the meters off the charts on that one.
Well, it's funny as we get ready to do the game. Of course, we do sound checks and so forth, and if there's a road engineer that hasn't worked with me before, Marty back in Cleveland will always say, you may want to bring Tim down a little bit because he gets excited.
I think they're learning you well. They could have just come to us. We got, I think Danny Parrick could probably give him a lesson on how to monitor your calls on there. But that brings the excitement. You bring it out. It comes out of the speakers. Sometimes you had to replace the speakers, but that's a whole other story. By the way, our talk this morning, Tim Alcorn of the Cavs, brought to you by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street in Elyria on Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. I guess if the Cavs wanted to score a basket, they needed to actually slam it in there because they were having a hard time with some of their shots. Here's a coach after the game.
I think we're heading in the right direction for sure. Tonight excluded. Like, tonight is not who we are. Right? We just didn't play well tonight. But if you take into account all the things we've been through, the injuries we've had, and the ability to, you know, overcome those things and be sitting in the position that we're in now, I think we're in a good spot.
He likes the spot, especially if you're playing at home, right? This home court for the Cavs has been great this season.
Oh, all sorts of things to read into there as far as JB's comment. He's right. It's a long season, 82 games, and not that you want to have one, but every once in a while you'll get that clunker, and that's what happened Sunday night in New York. So you move on. And yeah, if you had told me before the ball game, as you get ready for the Lakers in game 25, that you'll be sitting at 15-9, I think anybody would have taken that. And to your point, Bruce, boy, 10-1 at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So they have really established a home court advantage. They feed off the energy that the fans provide at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It's loud, it's electric, and it's a great home court advantage for the Cavs.
Tim, I guess the place will be rocking tonight against the Lakers. I would think so.
Oh, there's no doubt. LeBron coming back to Cleveland when he was with Miami and now Los Angeles, it always brings a little extra juice. And listen, LeBron, there's always going to be a debate. Is he the greatest of all time? Where does he rank? All that sort of stuff. But in the end, he's a kid from Akron, Ohio. So you get to see LeBron and you get to see perhaps the greatest of all time. He will be the leading scorer of all time as he chases down Kareem. And listen, the Lakers are playing well. They've won 3 in a row, 5 of their last 6. So after that horrid start to the season, they have some things figured out. They've turned it around a little bit. 10-12 is their record, but not indicative of how they've played as of late.
Well, Anthony Davis had a night the other night.
Oh.
Talk about how he's kind of coming along and doing what they had hoped he'd be with the Lakers.
Well, when Anthony Davis is healthy, guys, he's one of the best in the game. In fact, he was put on the 75th anniversary team. There was some debate about that. But the problem with Anthony Davis, or the issue maybe is the better term, he can't stay healthy. But when he's healthy, my goodness, as you said, Bruce, he put up 55 the other night. So this is a guy that just has an incredible amount of talent if he can stay on the floor, if he can stay healthy. But, yeah, Cavs are going to have a huge challenge with him tonight. Now, the good news for Cavs fans, I checked the injury report right before we came out on the air, and Jared Allen is listed as questionable. So he's not out for tonight. Now, that's not a guarantee he's going to play, but he's listed as questionable. So at least there's a possibility that Jared could be on the floor tonight.
Of course, we are without Dean Wade, who's now going to be out for a while as well.
Boy.
Talk a little bit, you know, how you get one back, one out. How does that work for you?
Yeah, and that's really unfortunate because Dean Wade is a guy, number one, that when you get to know him, and not that we're best pals, but just a quality guy. He's worked so hard to get to where he is and had become a real contributor to this basketball team. So you feel bad for a guy like Dean. He's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, so they're going to really have to nurse that shoulder injury to get him back sometime after the first of the year. So, yeah, we'll see. Obviously, it affects the starting lineup. It affects rotations. And it's really unfortunate for Dean Wade because he had been playing very well and had been a solid contributor to the Cavs' success so far this year.
I'm looking at that schedule. I see a lot of what they would, the dark-colored boxes, so a lot of home games here in the month of December. So fans could come out and spend some of their Christmas vacation with the Cavaliers.
Yeah, there are a lot of home games. And, guys, we just talked a few minutes ago about that home court advantage, and the Cavs will have to capitalize on that. But, yeah, we've got three this week with the Lakers tonight and then a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday with Sacramento and OKC. A quick trip to Texas next week and then a whole bunch of home games for the back half of December. So it'll be good to be home, and let's hope the Cavaliers can capitalize on that just as far as racking up some W's.
Yes, as is it Perry Como, you'll be home for Christmas? Is that how that's going to – I'm trying to – that's going to work out.
Oh, boy.
Yes. You know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, the guys on the bus and within the organization that have been with the team a lot longer than me, they said, you know, Tim, if this Cavs success continues, you better get used to working on Christmas into the future, because obviously the NBA likes to have the elite teams in the league showcased on Christmas Day. So but I'll be home this Christmas. I know that. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good thing the Cavs are home. We'll enjoy this game tonight against the Lakers. So it's a later tip, right, than normally for a home game. 7:30 tip, I think.
That is correct. 7:30 tip. So the pregame show on WEOL will come your way at 7 o'clock tonight.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you getting up this early in the morning and getting your coffee ready to go and getting you primed for all your talk with your engineers as they kind of figure out the levels that they need to be with a lot of excitement. Of course, the crowd's going to be twice as loud with LeBron there tonight for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It'll be electric. And yes, Bruce, I'm enjoying my coffee from my WEOL 70th anniversary mug from a couple of years ago. Nice. So it's a good cup of coffee this morning.
Thank you very much, Tim. And don't forget to wash it and put it on the rack. Don't leave it out. Don't just leave it on the counter. Whose coffee cup is this? Put it in the dishwasher. I'm just keeping you happy at home. That's, by the way, I think that was Bing Crosby, right? Because it was the other – Perry Como is the no place like home for that. Well, it is. Well, too much Christmas music going on. All right. Maybe I'll get some Christmas tunes coming up. Thanks for time, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Always good. Always fun. Thanks.
Tim Alcorn joining us this morning. Great to have him on.